Thank you, Kat. Very interesting. Now, also this week, sticking with the nervous system, because we are focusing our programme on that, for starters, but there's a very interesting story that's emerged from Germany, which pertains to multiple sclerosis, MS. Now, multiple sclerosis is a disease of the brain and central nervous system. It doesn't affect the peripheral nervous system, the thing that supplies your arms and legs, for example. And what happens in MS is that the nervous system is attacked by the immune system because a component of the myelin, this is the sheathing that wraps around nerve cells, is directed out and singled out for attack by immune cells, which go in and destroy that myelin, and in the process they stop messages going along nerve cells properly, and this causes a person to become disabled. It can cause problems with vision, it can cause problems with movements, and it can also cause other issues to do with coordination, balance, hearing, and so on. So any bit of the nervous system can be involved, and usually it's relentless, so it may keep coming on and causing progressive damage, which leaves a person more and more disabled. Well, that's at least what we thought, because what's becoming apparent is that, or at least according to this new bit of research, it's not just that myelin, that electrical insulating material, which is being singled out for attack. There's a paper in the journal Immunity this week by Volker Siffrin and his colleagues, and they're based at the Johannes Gutenberg University in Germany. And what they find is that, in a very clever way, it looks like the immune system is also attacking nerve cells. And why this is important is that if we're going to treat the symptoms and arrest the process of MS, we can't ignore damage to nerve cells, assuming that all the damage is happening to this myelin. The way they did this was they made genetically modified mice in which the mice have immune cells that make a red-coloured protein, originally from jellyfish, actually. So you can single out the red cells as being immune cells. And the mice also make nerve cells, which are green. So any nerve cell in the mouse's body is going to have a green colour to it, and all the immune cells are going to have a red colour. And when they looked at these mice, which then go on to develop the rodent equivalent of multiple sclerosis, it's a rodent model of that, they were able to see what the cells are doing relative to each other. And they found, and no one's seen this before, a certain population of white blood cells, which are called Th17 lymphocytes, they were snuggling up next to nerve cells and creating a connection to them called an immune synapse. And this is where the cells reach out and touch each other, almost like a handshake. And what was happening was that the immune cell appears to be damaging the nerve cell that it's contacting, because the team were able to see that inside the nerve cell where this is happening, you get a big spike or a big flash of calcium going into the cell. And calcium is a very important signal in cells. It makes them more electrically active. And if too much calcium goes in, cells can become overstimulated and they go into a cascade called an excitotoxic cascade. The cells literally excite themselves to death. So it looks like in MS, it's not just the immune system attacking this myelin sheath. The immune system is also attacking and triggering damage in nerve cells. And if we understand the underpinnings of this damage, it might be possible to arrest some of the damage done in MS to those nerve cells by giving drugs that can stop this calcium going in, rather than just trying to stop the immune system attacking the myelin. Kat?
So in epilepsy and diseases like that, the sort of the nerves are overexcited, is it possible that some anti-epileptic drugs might be useful?
It's possible, yes. And part of the reason is that one of the ways in which cells get active is when things like calcium and sodium go into cells. And so drugs have been made which can block up the pathways that allow those chemicals, sodium and calcium, into nerve cells. And another interesting thing to look at is stroke, because in stroke, when the brain is deprived of oxygen for a short time, again, you get overstimulation of nerve cells, and there are now drugs being made which will block up a kind of receptor called an NMDA receptor, which allows these calcium ions to go into cells. And so trying some of these drugs in the context of early MS could make a very big difference to the clinical outcome for people who unfortunately succumb to it.